0.2.
In order to be well prepared for your lectures and seminars, you would theoretically have to read some different articles which your lecturer would have chosen, and you would have, I mean, if you're really a good student, you'd have to do some further research, some further reading on your own. But normally, no students would ever do that until they have to be assessed on the essay. So they would have to go and do some further reading in order to write a better essay, or do some further reading in order to be well prepared for the exam. So normally, you would read one or two articles, which would be, I mean, how can I say, not normal stuff about the subject, but something, some basic stuff about the subject. So, it could be from a book, it could be from a newspaper, it could be any kind of article, as long as it is important to your subject and pertinent to what we were actually elaborating on. I suppose that we would use it. So all kind of different articles or all kind of different texts and material. It might even be a film or a documentary. Yes, and you would have the same kind of thing. So all kind of different material, but you would just go on your own and do some further reading when you have to prepare for the exam. So the only difference from the lectures and seminars to the exam is that you do some reading, some further reading on your own.